Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are taking you straight to the shores of Thailand's most famous island, Phuket. And we're exploring a fascinating evolution that's happening right at the very top of the market.
It's this idea of how traditional opulence is being completely redefined by environmental responsibility. It's a huge shift.
Luxury meeting planetary kindness. So the source material we're digging into today is really critical for understanding this trend.
It is. It's a Market Insight article focusing on the very latest in sustainable luxury developments in Phuket. And this is an abstract research.
Oh, this is on the ground intelligence, and we need to be really clear about where this perspective is coming from because it's truly unique.
It is. This analysis comes directly from Ocean Worldwide. They're a luxury real estate agency that has been based right there in Phuket since 2004.
Wow, so that's 2 decades of experience.
Exactly. And the agency's director, Sandra O'Neill, has been assisting, thousands of families and property investors over the years.
So this gives us a highly informed, top-tier view of what the wealthiest buyers are actually prioritizing right now.
What they are demanding and the changes they're forcing in the industry.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Our mission is to move past the glossy brochures and understand how Phuket is actively repositioning itself.
Moving from just glitz and glamour towards what you might call eco-friendly opulence.
A perfect blend of high-end comfort and enduring ethical standards.
It's a massive cultural and economic shift. Historically, Phuket was the playground for sheer extravagance.
Where bigger meant better.
Right, bigger was better. And energy consumption was, well, it was rarely a concern. Now that whole equation is flipped.
So what's driving this rapid change? Is it just philanthropy, or are there, hard economic drivers pushing the market away from that more is more mentality?
The fundamental shift is rooted in economics. It's driven by a rising demand for properties that align with buyer values.
Values which increasingly include climate and social responsibility.
Precisely. So eco-conscious investments are no longer a sort of niche premium. They are becoming essential for maintaining property value and desirability.
And I think what's fascinating here is who is driving this change. We often assume it's an older demographic, but the source material points somewhere else.
Absolutely. We're seeing a really powerful push from younger buyers, specifically millennials and Gen Z.
Right.
They've grown up with this critical awareness of environmental issues and, resource scarcity. They are investing heavily.
And they want a high-end experience that actively contributes to conservation and well-being.
That's it. So they aren't just looking for a beautiful home. They want a home that is actively ethically sound and treads lightly on the environment.
They see sustainability as a non-negotiable part of modern luxury.
Exactly. And because this generation views environmental health as a critical risk factor, they're making investments that minimize their ecological footprint.
So Phuket is positioning itself as a leader in this eco-luxury space.
It is. Proactively integrating green technologies, not just for marketing, but to genuinely reduce environmental impact.
All while preserving that stunning natural beauty of the island.
Which is the primary asset at the end of the day. This sounds like a moment of real market maturity.
It does. This focus on sustainability is becoming the new benchmark for high-end living in Phuket.
It shows that luxury is now defined by how thoughtfully a property is created and managed, not just by the marble count.
If we look at the big picture, the environmental integrity of Phuket is its main selling point.
It is. And protecting it is now integral to the definition of luxury. Developers who ignore this are, frankly, building obsolete properties.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting for you if you're a potential investor or a future resident. What are the specific tangible features buyers are looking for?
Right. Let's move beyond the general statements.
That's the checklist.
Okay. Let's break down the tangible evidence into 4 key areas. Starting with energy, the focus is squarely on renewable integration. Solar power systems are, well, they're no longer an optional add-on.
They're standard equipment, which makes perfect sense in Phuket. You have so much sunlight. But what are the technical challenges for a high-end villa where people expect, continuous air conditioning?
Well, it requires a system that's both powerful and resilient. So developers are using high-efficiency photovoltaic panels, PV panels, combined with some pretty sophisticated battery storage systems.
So you can store that daytime energy for use at night.
Exactly. The goal is to dramatically cut grid reliance and energy bills, sometimes by 50% or more.
So that initial investment pays off much quicker.
It does. It's an immediate practical benefit packaged with the environmental one.
Okay, that covers the electric load. But what about water? That's often the biggest sustainability hurdle in a tropical environment.
Water management systems are now incredibly advanced. We're talking about comprehensive conservation strategies.
So things like rainwater harvesting.
Yes, rainwater harvesting, where they collect huge amounts of monsoon rain and store it in large, often underground tanks. And that's alongside highly sensitive, smart irrigation systems.
And then there's gray water recycling, which is even more complex, right? Can you explain what that means for a luxury home?
Sure. Gray water recycling is a critical step up. It involves treating and filtering water that's been used in sinks and showers.
Okay.
This treated water is then piped for secondary uses, like flushing toilets or watering the gardens. It's high-tech engineering, requires sophisticated filtration, but it can cut a property's demand for fresh water significantly.
It's a clear sign a developer is serious about resource management.
It really is,
Yeah.
especially in a place where freshwater scarcity is a real long-term threat.
So we've covered energy and water. Now, what about the physical structure itself, the design and the materials used?
Right, design is crucial for what we call passive cooling. Luxury builds are increasingly using sustainable and locally sourced materials, which cuts down on transport emissions. But maybe more importantly, the architectural design itself maximizes natural light and cross-ventilation.
Which, in a climate like Thailand, with that intense heat and humidity, must be difficult without sacrificing comfort.
It requires very careful orientation of the building, maximizing shade with deep overhangs, and using high-performance insulation.
Something that's often overlooked in tropical builds.
Very often. By reducing solar gain and optimizing airflow, the demands on the AC systems are dramatically lowered. That means less energy use, lower bills, fewer carbon emissions.
You're integrating ecology right into the aesthetics.
Precisely. And the final piece of the checklist is the underlying technology that ties it all together.
The smart home systems.
Right. This is where we see the efficiency mandates. Every appliance, every light fixture has to be the most efficient available. High performance, low-E glass in windows, LED lighting everywhere.
Things that create a healthier living environment and also future-proof the property.
That is the ultimate outcome. Sustainable properties are inherently more resilient against rising energy costs and changing consumer expectations. They were built for longevity.
So developers are clearly embracing this. Let's look at two specific examples from the source material. How about we start with the Linda Villas?
Okay. Olinda Villas represents a more functional, engineering-focused approach. They concentrate on crafting homes for real living.
So less about fleeting trends, more about usability.
Exactly. Generous rooms, smart layouts. They're specifically bridging high-quality construction with verifiable sustainability measures.
And what are their concrete environmental commitments? What makes them stand out?
Their commitment is reliability. So they integrate those solar roof systems we talked about, but they also really highlight the engineering of features like underground water tanks. The sheer volume they can store provides resilience during dry seasons.
Okay, so it's about security.
Security and long-term value. They select ultra-high efficiency AC units, not just for cooling, but for their low maintenance and long lifespan. They're selling investment security through superior build quality.
That makes sense. Now, let's pivot to the other example, Botanica Luxury Villas. They seem to take a more holistic community approach.
They do. Botanica's philosophy is deeply rooted in local responsibility. The source material emphasizes that the developers, they grew up there.
So they feel a personal connection.
A powerful connection to the land and a compulsion to give back. They talk about creating a legacy that benefits the environment and the local populace.
What does that look like in practice, beyond just, hiring locally?
Well, it means actively supporting small local businesses and suppliers for materials and services. It keeps wealth circulating within the island's economy.
Right.
It means creating stable, fair employment. And they also invest directly in local community projects, improving roads, educational facilities, to ensure their developments have a positive impact on the neighborhood.
So they are building homes designed to live alongside nature and the community.
That's the idea. It's powerful evidence that this shift goes beyond just tech specs. It's a commitment to the entire local ecosystem.
Which you could argue is the highest form of luxury.
I think so. And this deep responsibility. It raises an important point. This shift isn't just in private homes. It reflects Thailand's broader national policy, which is embracing ecotourism.
As a critical tool for conservation and economic stability.
Exactly. The private market is mirroring a national strategy.
So how are they implementing this on a national level?
The efforts are widespread. The government push includes new regulations on reducing carbon footprints, so we see accelerated solar adoption at large resorts.
Mm-hmm.
They're implementing comprehensive waste management systems and moving away from old landfill models. And critically, they are prioritizing local sourcing for produce and goods to cut down on transport emissions.
So it's clear, eco-friendly does not mean roughing it anymore.
Not at all.
The new luxury resorts are really leading the charge in conscious travel, offering indulgence without that guilt of excessive consumption. Let's look at the standout example, Kimala.
Kimala is a globally recognized sanctuary tucked away in Phuket's hills. It perfectly blends extreme luxury with a profound, verifiable, sustainable commitment.
And their architecture is just fascinating. The source mentions the villas are inspired by ancient tribes.
Yes, they moved beyond standard luxury templates. The villas, like the tent pool villas and the incredible bird's nest pool villas, they use natural textures and forms that look like they're growing right out of the jungle.
So they feel connected to the landscape.
Deeply connected. They used locally sourced materials like wood and stone, reducing the construction impact. It's architecture that really respects its surroundings.
And what about their specific ethical commitments?
Kimala's operational policies are holistic. They have advanced water treatment systems that reuse gray water for their gardens. Energy conservation is paramount. And they have an anti-animal exploitation policy.
What does that mean?
It means they refuse to offer or endorse any activities that are harmful to wildlife. Their commitment extends to their dining, with a heavy focus on locally sourced, often plant-based food.
Which minimizes their supply chain footprint.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
The key takeaway here is that the sustainability is engineered to be invisible. It actually enhances the high-end amenities.
The private pools, the gourmet dining.
Exactly. It offers indulgence without the moral hangover. It moves luxury from mere extravagance to a statement of enduring quality and responsibility.
You're not just buying a property or a stay. You're investing in a future where high standards of living are harmonious with the environment.
And that's why this shift is so permanent.
So we've seen that the future of luxury in Phuket is truly green and gorgeous. It's a purposeful shift driven by discerning buyers who demand that their homes make a lasting positive impression.
Right. Not just a fleeting one. The ultimate measure of luxury has decisively evolved from sheer expense to enduring quality, thoughtful design, and a minimized ecological footprint.
And that mindset creates a huge opportunity for investors and residents to participate in a market that is both highly profitable and, you know, fundamentally responsible.
Mm.
This shift is clearly being tracked and fulfilled by those who know the market best. If you are curious to explore this new era of luxury real estate in Phuket and learn more about properties like the ones we discussed,
from the people whose insights formed this deep dive,
including the director, Sandra O'Neill, and her team, we really encourage you to check out the experts at Ocean Worldwide.
You can find their detailed market analysis and their portfolio online at oceanwwp.com.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the evolving definition of opulence. We hope this knowledge helps inform your next great investment.